Arabian Tales. In her introduction to my edition of Frankenstein, Wendy Lesser says, quote, "Frankenstein is simultaneously gripping and silly, well-constructed and full of rough places, tragic, but also, if we step back from it, somehow laughable," unquote. I feel the same way, and I gather some of you do too. Many of you have pointed out how much of this story strains all credulity. We're asked not just to suspend disbelief, but to toss it right out the window. But really, who cares? When I read this novel, I feel transported to that stormy night in the mansion on Lake Geneva, where I get to sit by the fire in a dark room and listen to Shelley spin her wild and fanciful tales. This latest episode of The Beautiful Arabian and the Treacherous Turk prompted me to look back over all the tales we've been told. There's the story of Walton, the ambitious adventurer setting out for the North Pole, determined to discover the elemental forces of the earth and desperate for the companionship of a kindred spirit. There's the story of Carolyn Beaufort, the devoted daughter who nursed and provided for her father in their exile until she had to watch him die, and then, rescued by Alphonse, dedicated herself to the relief of suffering and the happiness of her new family. There's the story of Elizabeth, the golden-haired angel among dark-eyed vagrants in a rude hut, her adoption into the Frankenstein family, and the power she had to subdue those around her to her own gentleness. There's the story of Justine, falsely accused of a crime, defended by her supposed victims, forced into a false confession, and then killed in disgrace on the scaffold. And there is, central to it all, the story of Frankenstein, who uncovered the very source of life and imbued it in his own creation, and of the creature who, abandoned by his creator, was forced to live in wretched isolation and may have become a murderer. Now we have the story of a beautiful Arabian, raised by her mother to strive for a life of independence and learning, promised to a man who would provide her the life she desired, betrayed by her father and threatened with a life of slavery, and then bold enough to set out to find her lover on her own. That is a lot of drama for a little novel. If I step back from it, parts might be laughable. But I mostly just don't. I go along for the very thrilling ride.